أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the insan to consider himself, to consider the beginning of his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the humankind, the person, that you have been created from a despicable, lowly, impure fluid, a drop of semen. That was your beginning, that was your starting point, that is where you come from. So whenever a thought of pride or arrogance or a feeling of and a sense of superiority overtakes you, then just think of your beginning. Think where you had come from. And every single human being was created from that very same fluid. Regardless of what race that human being eventually belongs to, or what language he speaks, or what family he comes from, or what part of the world he comes from. That is irrelevant. Look at where the starting point was. Yes, if you were created from some special type of fluid and he was created from something else, or you were created from a different type of creation of Allah, then perhaps you have some criteria to claim superiority over the next person. But every single human being was created from the same impure, lowly type of fluid. That is our beginning, and that's what makes us equal in terms of human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded insan that we created you from a nutfah. These ayat, closing ayat of Surah Al-Yasin, were actually revealed regarding a certain incident that had taken place. According to some narrations, it was As bin Wa'il. According to another narration, it was Umayyah bin Khalaf. These were two enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they belonged to the elite sector of the community. So either one of these two men came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what he had done is he picked up a bone of an animal from the valley of Medina, a decayed and an old bone that was discarded. And he took that bone and he crushed it. And he broke it down into smithereens, into small pieces. And he came before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that decayed bone, or the bone meal, the dust of that bone, he blew it into the air. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Your Allah will revive this and will bring this back to life." How is it possible? Look at this. How can he ever bring this back to life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسْلِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Ayah number 78 of Surah Yasin. Allah says, he has set up an argument and he gives this example. He comes with this bone and this parable. This example, he cites it for us. He uses it for us in order to argue against us. وَنَسْلِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And he forgets his creation. He forgot where he came from. That drop of semen was light. It was nothing. And Allah infused life into it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought out a human being from that lowly, impure, lifeless fluid. Why is it impossible for Allah to reconstruct the bones of every human being and allow the person to take his original shape? Allah says, why does he not think where he came from? وَنَسْلِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He forgot his creation. قال, he said, what was his argument? مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِبَامِ. Who will give life to the bones? وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ. After it has decayed. It has decayed. Who will bring it back to life? قُلْ وَمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Tell him, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. The one who created it the very first time, he will bring it back to life. Who created the bone? Why don't you ask who created the bone? That bone was created from nothing. Now, it's easier because there's something to to reconstruct. But in the beginning, the bone was not even there. And Allah brought the bone into existence. Allah brought the flesh into existence. Now it's there. Yes, it is in particle. It is decayed. But the fact of the matter is there. It's a matter of reconstructing it. So it's easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring it back to life and to reconstruct it than to... both obviously are easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say it is easier, it does not mean that one was more difficult for Allah than the other. Nothing of that sort. But for our understanding, logically, it's more easier to reconstruct something from something than bringing something into existence from nothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling you that the one who created it the first time is the one who will bring it back to life. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. And that being, that supreme Allah, He is fully aware of the creation. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ. Who is that Allah? Allah said, He is the one, جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ, who created from you and who brings for you from the green tree, the fresh green tree, He brings for you fire. Now we know that fire does not come from a green tree. Fire comes from dry firewood. That green tree will have to be cut, and you have to allow the firewood to dry out, and then only can that wood, firewood, produce fire. Allah said that He creates for you fire from the green tree, from fresh trees. There are different interpretations with regards to that. One interpretation is that the Arab, there was a certain tree, the branches of which, or the twigs of which, were rubbed together, and it would create fire. And a fire would be ignited. And those twigs were such that even if they were rubbed together while they were fresh and while they were green, it would still produce fire. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is that fire needs oxygen. Fire needs oxygen to burn. Without oxygen, a fire cannot burn. The moment you take out the oxygen, you will find that the fire is immediately killed and extinguished. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created trees. And we know that trees give off oxygen into the atmosphere. So this could be another interpretation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the trees to give off oxygen. The trees that come out from the oxygen, that is required by the fire to burn. Without the fire, without the oxygen, the fires cannot burn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has created for you fire from the green tree. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. And then you use the fire to kindle and to light and to bring fire into existence. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. Allah asked, is the one who has created the heaven and who created the earth, is He not able to bring someone like you into existence, to create someone like you? Allah brought the entire universe into creation, let alone one human being. Allah brought the entire universe into creation. Is He not able to bring someone like you into existence? Bala, of course He is. وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ. He is the supreme creator. Al-Alim, He is the all-knowledgeable. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ. It is so easy for Allah to bring any creature or creation into existence that Allah says it is the practice of Allah. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ. It is the practice of Allah. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. When Allah wants to do something, when He wants to create something, or He wishes to do something, it is the practice of Allah. أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ. All He has to say for it is كُنْ. Kun, be. Come into existence. Become. Allah does not require material. Allah does not require planning. Allah does not require what we normally need and require in order to construct something. The human being, before we eventually construct something or bring something into existence or create something, think about the procedures and the processes and the planning and so on and so forth. Just to build a bridge or to build one road, how long it takes. And how along the way we have to replan and we have to re-strategize. And we have to call in different experts from different parts of the world with different types of knowledge and difference. Allah has to just say to something, kun, be, become. Fayakun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there it is in existence. Fasubhanalladhi. Pure is Allah. Pure is the one, بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, in whose power is the dominion and the kingdom of everything. The dominion and everything is in the power and the control of Allah. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and to Him alone will you all be returned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the existence.